Today on Gardening in a Minute, yucca. When most people think of yucca, they think of a desert. But yucca is a tough and attractive plant that makes a great addition to almost any landscape. Yucca produces clusters of white flowers held above green or variegated strap-shaped leaves. They require full sun and take sandy soils, drought, heat, and humidity in stride. Spanish bayonet, mound lily yucca, and Adam's needle are Florida natives and are readily available at most nurseries. With their coarse texture and odd shapes, yuccas make great focal points or specimen plants. They come in many sizes and often have sharply pointed leaves, so be sure to plant them in the right place. Whether you're looking for a drought-tolerant plant or one with a unique look, consider yucca as the next addition to your garden. For more information about yucca and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, succulent gardens. Looking for low-maintenance, drought-tolerant plants? Succulents are just the thing. The term succulent defines any plant with thick, fleshy leaves, stems, or roots designed for storing water. Succulents come in all kinds of interesting forms, textures, and colors. They can thrive equally well in a sunny spot near your deck or in a sunny windowsill, although some prefer shady locations. Because succulents are adapted to survive dry conditions, they don't need much supplemental water. In Florida's rainy, humid climate, most grow best in containers. Start with a shallow clay or terracotta container with drainage holes. Choose a few succulents with contrasting forms and place them in well-drained media with room to grow. Finish off the soil surface with gravel to provide that finishing touch. For more information about succulent gardens, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, restoring trees after a hurricane. After a hurricane, you may need to remove severely damaged trees, but sometimes with careful management, your trees can be restored. To get started, follow these steps immediately after the storm. Look for signs to see if a tree can be saved. Major limbs or trunks should not be cracked, dead, or broken. Any damage should be limited to small branches, and roots shouldn't be exposed or lifted out of the soil. Remove any dead, broken, or hanging branches. Watch the tree throughout the following year. It may recover if new sprouts and leaves appear along branches. However, if defoliation occurs, this may be a sign that the tree will not fully recover. Although storm damage may seem devastating at first, many trees can be saved and preserved. For more information about restoring trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, firebush. Looking for a flowering plant with explosive color? Firebush is a perennial or semi-woody shrub that produces clusters of red to orange tubular flowers from spring through fall. The flowers attract both hummingbirds and butterflies, including the native zebra longwing and the Gulf fritillary. Both the native firebush and the dwarf variety are often available at Florida nurseries. Depending on where it's planted, it can grow up to 12 feet tall. Firebush flowers best if it's planted in full sun, but it will tolerate partial shade. Be sure to water it on a regular basis until it's established. Firebush will die to the ground after a freeze, but will return in the spring. It's also somewhat tolerant of salt spray, making it a good Florida-friendly choice for gardens near the coast. For more information about firebush and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Mexican petunia. Mexican petunia is an attractive blue to purple-flowered perennial that is available at some garden centers. Gardeners have traditionally used Mexican petunia to add height to perennial borders, since it can grow up to 3 feet tall. However, Mexican petunia has been classified as a highly invasive plant in Florida. This means that it can escape from home gardens and spread into natural areas where it crowds out native species. You shouldn't plant Mexican petunia in your garden unless you're able to buy a cultivar like Purple Showers that has been tested and specifically found not to be invasive. By making responsible choices and not planting invasive species, you'll help safeguard Florida's natural areas for future generations to enjoy. For more information about Mexican petunia and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.